friends. Isn't it fascinating how relationships bring us immense joy, but also profound heartache? They're a dance of emotions, yet how often do we truly, deeply, consciously invest in the relationship we have with ourselves and loved ones? That investment, that time, and that energy is the most powerful gift you could ever bestow upon yourself and those you love. As life didn't give us a manual on handling emotions and communication challenges, we also weren't taught the art of building romantic ties or how to deeply love and value ourselves. But I'm here to share more life-affirming, relationship-enhancing wisdom with you all. And now you can also find this transformational content pouring onto Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Dive into the show notes to connect with all the magic. Here's to growth, love, and endless learning.
Hi, and welcome. My name is Nicola Beer, and I'm going to be talking today about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly known as ADHD, as well as ADD, attention deficit disorder. They are very similar, just one doesn't have the hyperactivity element in it. For ease of this discussion, I'll refer to both as ADHD. This episode is going to be really focusing on the symptoms, understanding ADHD, that often aren't apparent to those who don't realise that they have the condition and their loved ones. In the next part, I'm going to explore how ADHD can present unique challenges in relationships and provide insights on how to navigate these challenges effectively for yourself and for your loved ones. So whether you're personally affected by ADHD or seeking to understand and support someone who is, this episode offers valuable perspectives and strategies for fostering healthier and more understanding relationships in the context of ADHD. This topic is very close to my own heart, as I discovered several years back that I have ADHD. Having the diagnosis was so helpful, life-transforming in many ways, as I could understand my childhood and personality traits under a compassionate lens. It wasn't my fault that I could never switch off my thoughts, or that I do far many things at once and then feel overwhelmed and stressed, or that I make life-changing impulsive decisions in just a few minutes without even thinking them through, that there's a really good reason why I struggle to read and why I have so many books on my shelf I'd love to dive into, but I can't, as when I read, my mind wanders in so many different directions and I realise after 7 pages I haven't taken in a word and I don't understand anything that I've just read. It also helped me to understand the reason why I procrastinate on boring, mind-numbing tasks like invoices or bill calculating or just routine things that need to be done. In my home, I can often leave things half done. I leave the cupboard doors half open. I don't put things away in a neat and tidy way. And I need to concentrate in silence before I leave the house to ensure that I don't forget anything. I need to have silence and go through, have I got everything that I need before I leave? Otherwise, I'll forget things. As a child, I was always known as a daydreamer. I'd walk into a lamppost, ride my bike into a wall, be in my own world, in the ballet classes that I did, and be always out of step when I was in a marching band, because my mind would just drift and I'd be miles away in my head. So I now have so much compassion for that little me. That little me that wasn't diagnosed and just felt no one really understood me. And I felt also that I was stupid, that I was dumb, because I was the one to be out of step. I was the one to miss parts and get distracted at school of what the teacher was saying. So I'm going to be sharing the symptoms of ADHD, what's common in women, what's common in men, what's common in both genders, so that you can identify that in yourself or your loved one, and then help them by understanding them better, working together as a team. I want to also share with you, before I dive into that, that I really do love my ADHD. I love my quick thinking. I love the fact that I'm very creative, that I can understand different patterns and put things together and see different perspectives, that I can zone in on a topic and go really, really far and excel in it. When I put my mind to something, I can just get so in the flow And that's a real typical common trait of ADHD. You can hyper-focus. So when something takes your interest, you can just go for it. After being with my partner for some time, I realised that he had similar traits to ADHD. And so he went and got a diagnosis and was diagnosed with severe ADHD. And it was quite interesting for me to see how ADHD was so different in him than it was in me. He would get frustrated and angry over small things, which used to seem very irrelevant or strange to me. He would find it hard to have conversations with me. Sometimes his mind would just drift off. He would forget things. And he would often say things without thinking. He was very blunt with his words. And I didn't have those traits, so I didn't recognise it, that part being ADHD, until he got his diagnosis. And then I looked at, okay, what are the symptoms of ADHD in men and in women? Understanding ADHD made our life so easier. It was actually amusing and funny to see how impatient we are. We worked together on a project and we both got frustrated and impatient with how long things took. And it did bring challenges as well in our relationship, but it helped me to understand them in a different way. He would kind of watch TV on one screen and then have the sport playing on another screen. Or sometimes he wouldn't be there, drift off in a conversation, or he'd forget things. And so understanding that this is ADHD enabled us to have more compassion and understanding for one another. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to explain the most common symptoms of ADHD in men, in women, and then what's common for both genders, and see if you can identify this in yourself, in your partner, in a loved one, because really understanding ADHD can help you to feel better about your relationship, because often we can make assumptions about someone's behaviour that aren't really true, it's just their ADHD, and it can also support your relationship by finding out ways to navigate it. Adult ADHD presents symptoms that can be similar in both men and women, but there are certain traits and manifestations that can differ due to gender-based social, hormonal, and psychological factors. It's important to note that these are general trends and individual experiences can vary widely. So here are some common traits of ADHD in adult men. Hyperactivity, more pronounced physical restlessness, fidgeting, and difficulty staying still. Impulsivity, a higher tendency towards impulsive decisions and actions without considering consequences. Risk-taking behaviour. There's a greater likelihood of engaging in risky behaviours, including substance abuse or dangerous activities. Anger and frustration. More frequent expressions of frustration and anger, often due to the challenges of managing symptoms. Difficulty with organisation. Struggles with organising tasks, maintaining schedules, and managing time effectively. Attention issues. Difficulty sustaining attention on tasks, especially those that are routine or lack immediate rewards. Relationship challenges. Issues in maintaining relationships due to impulsivity, forgetfulness, or inconsistency in behaviour. ADHD for adult women. Inattentiveness. More prevalent inattentive symptoms, like difficulty focusing, daydreaming, and being distracted easily. Internalization. Tendency to internalize struggles, leading to feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, and anxiety. Emotional sensitivity. Increased emotional sensitivity and reactivity is very common for women, which can manifest as mood swings or being easily upset. Disorganization. Struggling with organizing daily activities, leading to feelings of being overwhelmed by routine tasks. Hyperfocus. Ability to hyperfocus on tasks of high interest, which can lead to neglecting other important tasks or responsibilities. Social challenges. Difficulties in social interactions due to misunderstandings or missed social cues. Impulsivity. Although less outwardly visible than in men, impulsivity can manifest in hasty decision-making or difficulties in impulse control. ADHD common symptoms in both genders: inattention and distractibility, trouble focusing on tasks, especially those that are lengthy or not intrinsically interesting. Hyperactivity, although this can be more internalized in adults, there can be a sense of inner restlessness, non-stop activity in the brain, so constantly thinking and doing something in your mind. Impulsivity, making decisions or actions on the spur of the moment without fully considering the consequences. Time management problems, difficulty in estimating time and managing time efficiently. Forgetfulness, tendency to forget commitments and misplace items or overlook details. Mood swings, rapid changes in mood, sometimes in response to external stimuli or internal thoughts. Difficulty with task completion, struggle to follow through on tasks from start to finish. As mentioned, these descriptions are general trends rather than definite for all individuals. I really relate to the symptoms in the woman's ADHD, and my partner can really relate to the ADHD for men, because I can see that, yes, I'm very emotionally sensitive, that I do get overwhelmed because I do take on so much. I am able to hyperfocus, which is why I'm so grateful that I have ADHD, because it has really helped me, especially when I was doing my dissertation at university and when I get into projects that I do in my business now. And I am able to hyperfocus on my clients when I'm talking to them. So for me, it has many benefits. And that's what I want to switch to now. I'm going to share with you the benefits that ADHD can bring. Creativity and innovation. Many individuals with ADHD exhibit high levels of creativity and an ability to think outside the box. They often have unique perspectives and can make connections that others might not see. Energy and enthusiasm. People with ADHD often possess a great deal of energy and enthusiasm, especially when engaged in activities that they find stimulating or interesting. This can translate into strong drive and passion in certain areas. Ability to hyperfocus. While ADHD is typically associated with difficulty in maintaining attention, many individuals with ADHD have the ability to hyperfocus on tasks that are of great interest to them. In such instances, they can show remarkable concentration and productivity, achieve excellence. Resilience and adaptability. Dealing with the challenges of ADHD can foster resilience. Individuals with ADHD often develop strong coping mechanisms and adaptability skills, learning to navigate a world that doesn't always accommodate their needs. Spontaneity and flexibility. People with ADHD are often spontaneous and open to new experiences and new ideas. This can lead to a flexible approach to life and the ability to adapt quickly to changing circumstances. Empathy and sensitivity. Some individuals with ADHD are highly empathetic and sensitive to the emotions of others. This heightened sense of empathy can be beneficial in personal relationships and in professions that require understanding of human emotions. Quick thinking and problem solving. ADHD can sometimes contribute to rapid thought processes and an ability to quickly generate ideas or solutions to problems. Entrepreneurial skills. The combination of high energy, creativity, and resilience can make individuals with ADHD successful in entrepreneurial endeavors, where innovation and high risk taking are valued. Discovering that you have ADHD can be a moment of profound insight and hope. For years, you may have felt like you were struggling against a tide, grappling with challenges like procrastination, disorganization, and last-minute pressures. It's possible that others might have misunderstood your struggles, labeling you with hurtful terms like lazy or irresponsible or overreacting or too sensitive or selfish. And it's important to recognize that these labels don't define you. Often they're misunderstood interpretations of ADHD. They're reflections of a difficulty that wasn't recognised. That being said, the challenges of ADHD are real and can significantly impact daily life. Recognising and fostering the strengths that come with ADHD can be a powerful part of managing and thriving with the condition. John, a 35-year-old graphic designer I worked with, was struggling to focus and meet deadlines outside of work. His family and friends made comments that he was selfish or uncaring when he'd forget things or put things off to the last minute. This impacted his self-esteem, his sense of identity. However, learning about ADHD was a turning point, helping him to understand the challenges he faced were not a reflection of his character, but a condition that was previously unrecognized. Understanding this enabled him to learn new ways to organize himself, and communicate better with others. Undiagnosed and untreated, ADHD can ripple throughout all areas of life, but it's crucial to see these effects through the lens of understanding, not blame. ADHD can contribute to various health challenges, including anxiety and stress. It might have led to difficulties in keeping up with medical care or managing stress effectively. In the workplace, ADHD might have presented hurdles in adhering to routines or managing finances, but these are not a reflection of your worth or capability. In the workplace, adults with ADHD, like Alex, a 40-year-old manager, often experience career difficulties and a sense of underachievement. Alex had trouble adhering to strict corporate routine and managing his financial responsibilities, leading to feelings of inadequacy. He also used to say things without thinking, which was deemed as unprofessional by his management. When he came to work with me, we focused on different ways he could express his frustrations and communicate in a completely different way. A diagnosis of adult ADHD is not a verdict, it's a starting point for understanding and adapting. It offers a chance to understand the unique challenges and strengths that come with ADHD. For instance, while John struggled with organisation, he also possessed incredible creativity and out-of-the-box thinking, which he learned to harness in his career. And Alex, whilst he did struggle with financial responsibilities, he found that he was able to create and generate a lot of money quickly. When I met him, he had gone through three cycles of creating great wealth and then spending great wealth. So we worked on calming his impulsive decisions and investments so that he could maintain that financial safe level that his wife and him craved. In my individual breakthrough program, I really help people with ADHD to overcome any beliefs or doubts they have about themselves in social situations, in work situations. I help them to overcome procrastination, to be more motivated, to organize and structure their life in a different way, and most importantly, to increase their self-esteem and confidence. Because living in a world where you've been misunderstood, where you're highly emotionally sensitive, or getting frustrated and upset easily, it's difficult. Recognizing the symptoms of your ADHD and coming up with strategies to change and manage them, the results can be outstanding. At the beginning, I spoke about how discovering my ADHD really helped me to understand my childhood. Why teachers said that I was distracted. One teacher even said that she didn't know how I made it to school every day, that I just didn't have my head screwed on. And yet, when I had a different teacher that engaged me and motivated me, I was able to tap into my creativity, use my ability to hyper-focus, to really get amazing work done. My emotional sensitivity has not held me back. It's been so important in understanding my emotions, in understanding others' emotions. My empathy for others also has really helped me do the work that I do and to really see and feel people on a different level. So having the diagnosis of ADHD doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It's about designing your life to your strengths and giving a lot of compassion to yourself, because the world isn't designed to suit ADHD people. And that's why procrastination, frustration, all of these different things can come out and be totally misunderstood. So the best gift that you can give yourself is to love yourself, to love the way that your mind works differently to others, to love the fact that you can focus and think about so many different things at once, to love the fact that your mind is always constantly thinking about something, and use it to your advantage. This episode has mainly focused on the symptoms and how to recognize it, and also looking at the gifts of ADHD. ADHD definitely impacts relationships, as I touched upon, so I'm going to dedicate the whole next episode on ADHD and relationships. So make sure that you don't miss that, subscribe to the show, and while you're there, I'll be so grateful for a like, a comment or a review. This really helps spread the love, the wisdom, the care far and wide. We all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be understood. We all deserve to have thriving, healthy relationships. There's so much tension and stress in the world. Let's make our own space and the relationship with ourselves a safe haven. Until next time, take great care of yourself and each other.
Dear listeners, today I celebrate you. You are among the few who actively nurture their love journey. It's an act of courage, an act of self-love. And if today's episode resonated with you, be a beacon for others, subscribe, rate, and review. Let's spread this love and wisdom far and wide. Craving more? Discover the free resources at nicolabeer.com. You can also find the links to helpful gifts in the show notes. Do also join our Relationship and Wellness Facebook group. It's a haven where we uplift, support, and journey together towards richer, deeper love stories. Remember, you have the power to craft the love story you deserve. Thank you for being with me today, and until next time, keep shining and loving with all your heart.